Hello, everybody. So I'm calling for the arrest of Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel, who's in the United Kingdom right now. So it's horrifying that the United Kingdom has accepted him in. Why? And it's also shameful that His Majesty's government is collaborating with the Israelis in some ways with these spy flights over Gaza. I mean, it's nothing. The UK should stay out of the conflict and do all it can to try and work for peace, for justice, for human rights, for mercy towards these Palestinians who are being murdered on a huge scale every single day. It's almost 2 years now. So President Isaac Herzog landed in the United Kingdom today, and there's certain elements within our Anglo-Jewry who want him to be here. And obviously, there are plenty of British Jews, Jewish people of every nationality around the world who are disgusted by what he's up to. There are plenty of Israelis who are horrified as well. I blush to mention that he's partly Irish. You know, his grandfather, so his father born in Belfast, his grandfather was indeed the chief rabbi of Ireland. And I think I can say for once, I speak on behalf of all Irish people saying we disclaim any responsibility for this monster. It's sickening what he did. Anyways, part of that was that One Israel Party, which grew out of the Israeli Labour Party, used to be considered one of the more moderate ones. But I'm afraid he's up to his eyeballs in civilian blood. You can look at the mountain of evidence, a mountain of children's corpses is absolutely irrefragable against him. I mean, what is the bill of indictment? The day after the 7th of October attacks, he said that the entire Palestinian nation was responsible. Well, if so, as in you're going to wipe out all of them. And I certainly don't think the entire Israeli nation is responsible for the many atrocities committed by the Israeli Defense Forces since the 7th of October 2023, or indeed the atrocities before it. So that means you will make no distinction. He said that we will break their backbone. And of course, it's not been metaphorical. They've literally done it. Even Israel's own courts have ruled that Israel is underfeeding Palestinian hostages whom it has. And let's don't call them prisoners of war. They've just been kidnapped without a legal basis to be held without trial or charge for years in inhumane circumstances. So they're being malnourished. And then Israel is always bragging how it's got the most moral army in the world and such a brilliant human rights record. And I know it's maybe not quite as horrific as that of Assad, Syria, Saddam Hussein's Saudi Arabia. And all right, Israel's quite good to its gay community, for example. But that doesn't diminish its many monstrous crimes against Palestinians, the mass murder of well over 60,000 civilians now. Even the Israeli army estimate that 85% of whom they kill are civilians. 85%. It might be an underestimate. So they've deliberately killed huge numbers of civilians. They've used the most appalling tortures in the public scale. And there was that Israeli soldier who's caught on camera on TV raping a Palestinian man. He was briefly arrested, then released, and he toured the TV studios to be lionized as a national hero. I mean, it's that revolting, it's that utterly morally bankrupt. So that Isaac Herzog is the world's number one terrorist. And, you know, he must be given the trial that he never gave to his many victims. So, and that's why various human rights lawyers have said there is really this bill of indictment about him, about prolonging the war unnecessarily, about deliberately targeting civilians by bombing, by shooting, by the use of torture, by starvation, by telling them to go to safe zones and then bombing the safe zones. And not letting people escape, denying them medical care, deliberately targeting doctors, nurses, dentists, the willful murder of journalists, the willful murder of aid workers, including British aid workers, because, you know, ultimately they're under him. He is the president. He is the commander in chief. So there's command responsibility. Even if he didn't specifically order these things, he did absolutely nothing to stop it, to reprimand people, to demote people, to speak out against it. He could have resigned his presidency if he's not willing to take legal responsibilities, responsibility for the countless felonies committed in his name. And will he be meeting Sir Keir Starmer? So it looks like that he will, which is revolting. So he should be met by him with an arrest warrant, police officers with some handcuffs. So anyway, it's really is vile. Incitement to crimes against humanity and the commission of crimes against humanity and so forth. So, you know, Physicians for Human Rights have said there's extremely high civilian deaths. B'Tselem, which is one of the Israeli human rights organizations, they very nobly have documented exhaustively the countless crimes against Palestinian civilians committed on his orders. So, wow, it's appalling and repugnant that he's here. That he, along with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has prolonged the conflict. Even William Jefferson Clinton, himself a mass murderer, viciously anti-Palestinian, who never saw an Israeli atrocity, didn't like. Even he said that Netanyahu is deliberately, unnecessarily protracting this conflict just to maintain office, just to stay out of court, so he doesn't go to jail for corruption, and so on. So they deliberately cut off humanitarian aid, food, drinking water, and so forth, medicine, medical equipment. They told people to go to various points to receive these things. People were then shot dead for trying to get food. Some people have died of starvation. And obviously, the denial of the genocide. The state of Israel has lied and lied and lied about the malnutrition that it's deliberately caused. And they were speaking out of both sides of their mouth, saying, yeah, we're going to cut off food for them. And people who are frank racists or soi-disant racists, they are the ones who are in the Israeli cabinet. They never reprimanded for this. More armed robbery in the West Bank, the willful murder of Palestinian civilians as well, even though Hamas doesn't even exist in the West Bank, as well as the illegal occupation of even more of Syria. And then the list just goes on and on. It's almost endless. These frank racist policies that they perpetuate, as in no right of return for any Palestinian, when even if he or she was driven out in 1967, this individual, not his or her children or grandchildren, where if you have supposedly a drop of Jewish blood, you can come back after 2,000 years or something like that, even your non-Jewish spouse. But a Palestinian who was actually born there, they can't get back. You know, the apartheid system in the West Bank, where there's certain roads for Jews and other roads for non-Jews who are what, like an inferior species. And that is Isaac Herzog. So why on earth is he not seeing the inside of a jail cell? Because it just goes on every day, and it'll continue to go on with the United Kingdom and other countries colluding in this, providing the weapons, knowing that they will be used to target civilians. So many people have been deliberately murdered. Even they want to kill members of the Islamic Resistance Movement, they could do so in a way that doesn't kill so many civilians, destroying almost every single building in Gaza. So there's no shade from the sun. There's no shelter from the cold or the rain in winter. The sanitation situation is horrendous. They've been extremely cruel, extremely obstructive at allowing very sick or badly wounded children to be taken to other countries like Jordan for medical treatment. I mean, it's vile. Is there anything they won't do? Is it over 4% of the Palestinian population have already been killed, at least 12% wounded, despite those other percentage who are already hostages in Israel and some who fled the country? So, you know, something like 20% are direct casualties of this war already. Now, people say that the death toll is at least 60,000, at least. That's the lowest estimate. There are estimates of up to 200,000 when you take into account people who've died with the war as a contributory factor, as in they couldn't get medical treatment anymore. They're already ill on dialysis. They couldn't get that. You know, they were ill and then they had malnutrition and then that finished them off and things like that. So who indirectly killed. Anyway, he is as wicked, as cruel, as monstrous a person as possibly lived. He's an absolute profanation of the Jewish faith. All this about life is sacred and so on. And they're Jewish people who live like that, who are compassionate, who go out of their way to save people, whatever race, whatever religion, people like Sacha Baron Cohen. So anyway, it's so infuriating that evil is so often rewarded like this. Wow. And this is not remotely anti-Semitic. No one should be mistreated for being Palestinian, Arab, Jewish, any faith, ethnicity, nationality. Remember, Arabs are Semites too. And as they're far more Arabs than Jews, anti-Semitism is usually an anti-Arab thing. So there we go. You know, I wish we could have peace with justice. Well, yeah, exactly. No conscience, no common decency. You know, Palestinians are human too.